real careful. We did make it home unharmed. Chapter 64. Don't bother dragging me up there till we find out what Uncle wants. Goblin and One Eye were at the foot of steps leading to the battlements. Doge was up top looking down. I wasn't planning to carry your dead ass anywhere anyhow anymore, One Eye told me. Far as I'm concerned, this exercise was for camouflage. Uncle Doge started downward. I stared at the wall. Tiny beads of sweat covered it, but that was because the stone was cooler than the air, not because water had begun seeping through from outside. The Shadow Masters were good builders.
Stone Soldier, you are well?
Not bad for a guy with the runs. Ready to dance in your grave, Stubby? We got business?
The Speaker wishes to see you.
Your excursion was not successful.
He moved his head to indicate my trip outside.
If you call spending 2 weeks as a guest of the Shadow Master a success. I tore them up, Uncle. Otherwise, all I did was get sick, lose some weight, then have barely enough sense left to run for it when some Taglians hit Shadow Spinner's camp with a nuisance raid. That's all right, I can walk that far. Just don't let me fall down any rabbit holes. I could walk to the Speaker's place easily, but why give up the pretense of weakness if it might be useful? Nothing changed with the Speaker's crew, except that this time one smell was absent. I noticed that as soon as I stepped inside. I couldn't identify the missing odor, though. The Speaker was ready. Hong Tray was in place. The beautiful one had tea brewing. Kidam smiled.
Tai Dei ran ahead.
He read my curiosity from my glance and flaring nostrils.
Don has gone to his judgment. At last, a bleak season has ended for this house.
I couldn't help myself. I looked at the young woman. I found her looking at me. Her gaze shifted immediately, but not so fast that I didn't feel guilty when I returned attention to the Speaker. The old man missed nothing. Neither did he get excited about something best left ignored. He was wise, was Kidam. I'd come to respect that frail oldster a lot.
The hard times have come, Standard Bear, and will lead to more terrible tomorrows.
He reviewed my discussion with Mogaba well enough to convince me that someone had watched us.
Why tell me this? To support my claim when I tell you we spy on the black men. After your departure, they spoke only their native tongue, until they sent messengers to the tribunes of the cohorts and other senior Taglians. They are to gather at supper time.
Sounds big. The old man bowed slightly.
I would like you to see something for yourself.